Lake Effect Weekend continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. Matt Wild is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Record, which he and the other co-founder, Tyler Moss, describe as an online source for music, culture, and gentle sarcasm. Among the many cultural things Milwaukee Record keeps track of is a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. Last month, Lake Effect started a partnership with Milwaukee Record based on that monthly list called Milwaukee Music Roundup, and Matt joins me now for round two. Hey, Matt.
Hey,
Wild,
Matt Wild,
how
are you?
Hello, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
And it's great to have you back. This is round two of our Milwaukee Music Roundup. It went so well last month, we thought we'd do it again.
Well, thank you very much. I thought I was just going to get booted out of here after
yeah,
1 month.
So, we thought about that. But, you know.
Yeah, the fact that you brought me back for month two, it's I feel really good about that. So thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we've got some really good, interesting tunes for this roundup. Who are you going to start with?
We do. We have kind of a strange month in Milwaukee music, kind of a bittersweet month in a lot of ways. But we'll start with a new record and new music from a band that no longer exists. The band is Solo. And Solo, for many years, I think they began around 2013, were one of the best, I thought, kind of indie rock bands in Milwaukee. They put out a string of terrific albums, and I think their last one was called Cheer Up in 2017, and not too long after that, they decided to call it quits. They moved on to different projects, moved on to different cities. I don't think any of them still live here anymore. And they were terrific, and a lot of people miss them. And then suddenly, out of the blue, this earlier this month, I think on the 1st of August, wake up one morning, and it's like, hey, here's an album that we recorded that we didn't tell anyone about, and here it is. And we recorded it over the winter, and it's 12, 13 new songs. We're still not a band, but here's this album.
That was my question. Had they gotten back together? But no. They just decided to... Were they old songs that they hadn't recorded?
No, or? I guess they were a lot of new songs. I think that they, had been kicking around for a little while, but maybe were intended for... for the project to continue, but then it didn't. So they decided to release them anyway. And it was very bittersweet because it's a terrific album. The name of the album is Drinks Gasoline. And I believe the song we're going to listen to is very indicative of their stuff. Very jangly, nervy, very energetic, very twisty, turny guitar rock. The name of the song is Threesome. And it's, like I said, a very kind of bittersweet thing to hear this great band, all this new music, and knowing that, at least for the time being, we won't be able to hear them play it live. But it's great to have this new music from them.
That was Solo, and we should say Soullow.
That's right.
If you're looking for the back albums.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Threesome from their new and final album, Drinks Gasoline. And you're right, it's like, okay, guys, you're doing so well.
Yeah, they're one of these bands that I don't think I saw someone else say this once about them. It's they're going to be in a band that in 5-10 years, a lot of new bands are going to cite as like an influence. A lot of new Milwaukee bands are going to say, wow, some of the first music, Milwaukee music I listened to was Solo. A lot of the first Milwaukee shows I went to were Solo. I think they're going to have a big impact on the Milwaukee music scene going forward.
Okay. Well, this next group also has an impact on the Milwaukee music scene. They've actually been in the studio next door to perform. That's Nickel and Rose.
Absolutely. Nickel and Rose have been the duo, kind of the folk country Americana duo of Hannah Rose and Carl Nichols. They've been playing since about 2016, I think, and they play out a lot. And as you said, they've been here. They're always terrific. Just two terrifically talented musicians. Hannah plays the upright bass. Carl plays guitar. They both sing. They sound wonderful together. They're always busy. I think they put out an EP last year, and there was one before that. They're always touring, always playing. Just terrific. And very, very, very important, very modern, of its time, protest music, especially the song that we're going to listen to is called Another Man. This is a song written by Carl and deals with police brutality. And it's based on a Vera Hall recording. It has some terrific lyrics, and it's a very, very sad song, very angry song, and a very personal song, something that Carl does in this song, and he's done in other songs as well. You know, they're talking about something that's a national concern, and then kind of throws a curveball in the middle of the song and turns it on, you know, to be about himself. And he has lyrics in here specifically discussing, you know, his encounters with police as a young black man. And it's just an absolute knockout of a song. Absolutely terrific. Like I said, very angry, very sad protest music. And, you know, on top of all that, like I said before, both of them are such amazing musicians. And to see them and hear them play live is always a treat. And it's just a terrific song, Another Man.
Another man is dead. My grandpa was young, he had to hold his tongue, cause they'd hang you from a bridge downtown, now they call it stand your ground, another man is dead.
Nickel and Rose with Another Man. Is this from an EP or is this a single they put out?
This is just a single that put out. I'm not sure if they're working on a new EP right now. I believe they're on tour in Europe, which is something they do from time to time. They're always out and about. And I think their tour is going to finish up in Nashville in September at Americana Fest, if you happen to be in Nashville.
Cool. Well, they deserve it. They deserve it. Great people. As you said, great musicians, but also just really nice people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's nice when that works together.
Terrific working with them, yes.
Yeah. All right. So who's next?
We have just a delightful little song. This is from a band called Ravi Lola. Now, Ravi Lola has been kicking around Milwaukee for about 5 years or so, and they're a very psychedelic band. And when I think a lot of people these days talk about psychedelic music, we think of like real heavy kind of reverb-drenched, drony music. This is not that kind of psychedelic music. It's very whimsical and very kind of kitchen sink and cute and delightful. And Ravi Lola, they've put out a couple of albums before, and they've been kind of these big, sprawling, experimental, kind of crazy albums, and I've really liked them. But their new album that they just put out, it's called Neighborhood Daydream. It's, I think, by far their strongest album yet. It's a very concise album. I don't know if you could call it a concept album necessarily, but the front man for the band, his name is Casey Seymour, he said that, you know, it's inspired by the neighborhoods of Milwaukee, of which there are many, specifically River West. And he kind of, you know, enjoys, you know, writing these kind of character sketches. And he's got a song on here about Mailman Mike, who a lot of folks from River West are familiar with. And another person who most of Milwaukee, I would think, would be familiar with, John Gerda. He has a song called Scholar Gerda, comma, John. And that's a song we're going to be listening to. And I'm just so tickled that someone finally wrote a song for Milwaukee's celebrity and ubiquitous historian, John Gerda. I think he even heard this song. I think there was a picture of Casey with Mr. Gerda, and he seemed delighted. So this is a terrific kind of sing-along song. It's called Scholar Gerda John.
His name is Scholar Gerda John. He knows Milwaukee like the back of his arm. About the various neighborhoods.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
oh yeah. We'll teach you about the Irish first major immigrant.
That's Ravi Lola from their album Neighborhood Daydream with a song, Scholar Gerda, comma, John. And I have to think, is that the first time somebody's written a song about John Gerda, really?
It could be. I don't know.
Wow.
I know. You'd think there'd be entire albums written about the man.
Many. But. And that's, well, it's fantastic. And it's very hummable.
Yes.
And it's also, it's very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Much like the man himself. Something a lot of people don't know about John Gerda, if you or your friends ever discuss Milwaukee history, even by yourselves, you need to get express written consent from John Gerda to talk about Milwaukee history.
Oh, has he got it?
Otherwise, he'll come after you.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's on his bike.
Yes.
Yes.
He is ruthless. He
will... Ruthless about that.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Matt Wild, who are we going to wrap up with this month?
We are going to wrap up with a band that itself is wrapping up, unfortunately.
Okay. What is it? You've got a band that's no longer together, and now a band like this is its swan song.
I told you. It's kind of a bittersweet month.
It's kind of sad.
So this
like the
band,
end of summer.
It is. It really is. Yeah. It couldn't be more perfectly timed. This band is called No. And their new album is called Diagnostic. And they have announced, when they announced the album, which is kind of their second full-length album, they announced that it would be their final album, that members are moving on to different projects and other life situations. And it, for me, at least, this is one of my favorite bands, and it has been since they've been kicking around since 2014 or so. And they kind of grew out of another band called the Delphines, who are also terrific. And so they've kind of been around for a long time in Milwaukee and kind of started as a shoegazy kind of Jesus and Mary Chain kind of band and have slowly evolved into a more kind of poppy synth pop group. Their last album, which they put out a couple of years ago, was absolutely terrific and contained, I think, one of the best Milwaukee singles of the past decade. It was a song called Whatever. And there are similar songs on this album, too, including the one we're going to listen to, Divination. And like I said, it's very sad to see this band go. Kind of one of the lead songwriters for the group, Harrison Colby, he also, still does run a record label called Gloss Records in Milwaukee. And for a while there, for a stretch of years, I mean, anyone who was anyone that was, putting out great music in town was putting them out on this record label, this imprint. And to kind of see No, which was kind of, the flagship band of that label, to kind of see them hang it up is, like I said, it's kind of sad. And it feels like an end of an era in a lot of ways. So it's very bittersweet for me. It's great that they're going out on a high note. This is a terrific album so far. I just have been listening to this thing over and over since I got a hold of it, and it's terrific. And it's, like I said, it's a good way to go out, but it is sad that they are going. So No, the new album is called Diagnostic, and the song we'll listen to is Divination.
The soon-to-be-defunct No, with Divination from their last album, Diagnostic. You're right. And, whenever anyone references Scottish bands like Jesus and Mary Chain, and a little bit of Mogwai in there too, I think, as well. I love that because there's that certain sound I've always liked.
Yeah. I think Harrison and the other singer, Kat Reese, singing together, they've always been so terrific, and it's something that I've really liked about this band. And a band that's never been afraid of just writing a hooky pop song, which I always appreciate, too. If anyone wants to see them live, they are playing their final show, which doubles as the record release show. That's September 21st at Mad Planet. It's a terrific bill, and that'll be a chance for everyone to say goodbye to No, and say goodbye to the summer and say goodbye to an era of Milwaukee music.
There you go. Well, Matt Wild, bring me some people who are sticking around next month,
yes,
okay?
I'll try to bring some fresh new talent, not everyone that's just leaving.
It's like, okay, we're done here. Just that's the last song ever.
That's right.
But anyway, thanks so much for coming by. Great set list this month, and we'll talk next month.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup, and we'll feature a few of them here on the show. There's a link on WUWM.com to the tunes we feature today, as well as a link to Matt's complete list on Milwaukee Record as well.